I wonder if you have ever felt like the needs of the world are pressing in on you. I wonder if you have ever felt as if the whole city has come to your doorstep, and somehow your strength, your savior, the one who can fix it, has gone off and disappeared. I wonder if you have ever felt as if you can't possibly fix all of the needs in front of you and that you need to run off and go into the desert and pray. Jesus presents himself as a truly human character in this story. Even Jesus can't do it all. Even Jesus needs his introvert time. This is not his feeding the 5,000 moment. And that should give any of us who are overtired, overscheduled, and overneeded a little bit of hope. But on the other hand, we have so much to learn from Jesus' humanness in this story. Because when the needs of the world press in on Jesus, he does not try to take on more of them, but instead, he turns to prayer. And I think that what's happening in this story is perhaps a little bit more than just needing introvert time. I would not ever begrudge anyone their introvert time. Time and time again, we see Jesus retreating alone to pray. We see Jesus praying in public or even whispering prayers as he goes out into his healing work. Prayer is the core of Jesus' identity. It is in prayer that Jesus hears what God is calling him to do. And what God is calling him to do is to continue onward, continue to the next town and the next and the next, bringing the message and healing to those people as well. And so, for followers of Jesus, prayer is a core of our identities as well. When the needs of the world press in, prayer returns us to ourselves, returns us to our God. Prayer is our centering force. In prayer, we are able to quiet the mind enough to know that God in Isaiah 40, who gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. It is through prayer that we can open up our hearts to that God who renews our strength and raises us up on the wings of eagles. Unless you're still mad at the eagles. And then you can choose a different verse from Isaiah to quote this morning. Really wanted to make a super droll joke, and that's as far as I got. But moreover, prayer doesn't just let God in. But I truly believe that prayer allows us to look inward and see ourselves as made in the image of God. Prayer connects us to our true selves, who are beloved children of God, reflective of all that encompassing love, redeemed beyond understanding. God is not just out there. We do not just pray in order to not be ourselves and instead to be out there with God. We do not just pray to simply empty ourselves so that God can fill us with something else from out there. God is within as well. We are God's beloved, created as the reflections of God, delighted in and made whole from the very beginning. And prayer allows us to see the God within just as much as it allows us to see the God that draws us onward. Our prayer practice for Epiphany is about the light of Christ. Right here, coming from within, opening to without, opening a channel between the image of God within us and the ultimate love of God out there. Now, I bet you might be thinking, but what about doing stuff? Shouldn't we not do stuff too? Isn't prayer a luxury, or even worse, a cop-out? Aren't we crying out no more thoughts and prayers we need to change? Does prayer really help any homeless teen get housed or save an undocumented migrant from being separated from his family? Does prayer feed anybody with real food? A very wise member of the Wednesday Eucharist community intoned what I believe to be the perfect answer to this. And he said, if we try to serve the needs of the world, we will fail and we burn out. But if we serve God, then God serves the needs of the world through us. And that awe-struck power of God from Isaiah and the psalm we sung this morning, that power is channeled through us. That power becomes a part of us. And as Isaiah says, but those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Jesus does not go away and pray in order to give up on Capernaum. Prayer is not a way for us to give up on the world around us or the needs in our lives. To pray is to be reminded of our direction, our true purpose, to allow God to nudge us to the place that will bring us our own wholeness, to help us discern what is most important and what we are really called to do first and foremost. So when Jesus leaves Capernaum, he is not abandoning them. And through the healing he has offered, he has actually empowered this community to serve each other. I want to return to a part of this story that always irks my feminist funny bone, because I think that that's the hinge that actually holds this whole thing together. And that is Simon's mother-in-law. After Jesus heals her, he takes her by the hand and he raises her up, and the first thing that she does is serve them. In fact, in other translations, it actually says she begins to wait on them. And all I can think is, great, look at that. The woman is healed, and the only thing that she's good for is making them dinner. That is not at all what's happening here. Mark's gospel is the gospel of the servant Messiah. Jesus himself will say that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And the word that is used in this passage is the same word that he uses then. It is the same word that gives us our own word for deacon. She is not just cooking dinner for him. She is carrying out a holy service matched with the work of the Messiah. In healing her, Jesus has made her into a minister of the good news in her own right. So let us not fear what we leave behind if we stick to our discerned purpose. For the Holy Spirit empowers others to do what we cannot do. And let us not fear that prayer is avoiding the real work, because it is in the work of prayer that we know the strength of our God and make room for our God to work through us. And because we could try to do this without asking God for help, but I promise you that the only one who will not get tired in all of this is God. And I know that all of you are facing a great many needs in your life. And so if you cannot sit down to practice for 20 minutes, then sit down to practice for 5. And if you cannot be free of your tasks, then wash the dishes with attention to the holy. And if your soul is wounded and you cannot approach the God for whom you think has turned against you, then let that rage fall from your eyes in the form of tears. And if you have nothing left to give, then the Lord God blesses the pleas that falls from your lips. And together, we will continue on. a community of prayer, empowered by God to serve and to be, each of us, just who we are called to be. Amen.